When? So I've got a secret for you, but it's not a secret for you guys. And the secret is this church is on a mission for world conquest. World conquest, the whole world, to hear about Jesus, to be infected with the gospel, to hear about Jesus, to find out about his love. We are on world conquest. It's not just about Draper, Utah. It's not just about Utah. It's not just about the United States. It's about the entire world hearing about Jesus. That's what we're all about. We're on world conquest. And for us, I think it's becoming even more and more important that we understand what we're all about, what God's given us to do. We have a vision statement. We have a mission statement. And those are so important. And I'm finding them more important even today, dealing with there's some people that have pretty strong opinions on what our church should be doing and not doing. I don't know if you can believe that, but there are some people that are pretty fired up, thinking we're not doing the right thing. We're not focusing on the right thing. There's some cultural things going on that they think we should be focusing on, and there's nothing wrong with doing that, except that we're not called to do that. God's given us a vision. God's showed us what to do, and that's what we're going to do. Other people can do other things that we can't. But our vision is a world conquest vision. One life at a time, and then one world when? In a lifetime. One life at a time. One world in a lifetime. And see, the thing is, you say, can that even happen? Can the world be reached? And I would say an emphatic yes. In fact, it will be reached with or without us, right? If the Bible's true, it's going to get reached. And the leaders of the Rock Church, we prefer to be with it, to be a part of it, to reach the entire world. Again, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, you know it, but I'm going to read it. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age. So we have a job to do. The what is the entire world. That's the what. The how is our mission. Our mission has three words: win, build, send. So say it with me if you know it. Win the lost, build the believer, send the sanctified. So I like a little saying in my mind, if it's not win, build, or send, let it end. There's a lot of good things. I had someone get really mad at me 10 years ago because we didn't have a deaf ministry. We didn't have someone signing. And that, to her, that was paramount that that happened. Now, we're not opposed to that, and we've considered it. But we have the job to win, build, and send. There's tons of ministries out there that we could be a part of. We boil it down to, is it winning the lost? Is it building the believer? Is it sending the sanctified? Then we can do that. That's what God's called us to do. Now, just real quick, I think of the COVID virus as an illustration. Just think, a little bit over a year ago, hardly any of us, not hardly any of us, had heard of COVID. And none of us had considered a vaccine for COVID, but a year later, that's the whole world knows about it. So in 12 months, our entire world changed because of a virus. I think sin is a virus, and I think the world needs to have a vaccine, and the vaccine is Jesus. And if COVID can reach the world in a year, I think we can reach the world with Jesus. Why not? We live in a world where information travels really quick. We just saw it. It shut down churches. It shut down stores. It put people in hospitals. It changed the world. A little virus, if you believe there was a virus. I'm not saying if I do or not. It changed the world. We can do that with the gospel, but it starts with us. So here's what I want to do. God has called us to personally be winning our friends and family and people around us to him, to be sharing the gospel. And as a church, we're to be engaged in that as well. So what we're going to do is get in real quick, get in groups, and discuss these two questions. And we'll do that to 7:30, and then Brian will come up and do the same thing for build. So let's do this. Let's make it small groups, especially if you have a mask on. Respect other people that want to have that. By the way, just people are asking, and we're gonna have to figure this out. But April 10th, Governor Cox said that he's going to release the mask mandate, but keep in mind, Salt Lake County probably won't, just so you understand that. We're not through this yet. We're still trying to figure it out. And the pastors will talk, and we'll try to, again, once again, try to pivot and try to figure out what to do. But just got to hold your horses for a little bit, because I don't think Salt Lake County, I just read today that they may not lessen the mask mandate. So let's get in groups of four real quick, four or five, and talk about these, and then keep talking until we break you up. And we'll do that three times, and then we'll pray at the end, okay? Ready, set, go.
Welcome back. Hi, guys. So the second part, the second slice of When Builds Sinned, winning the lost is essential for the Christian, obviously. We want to love people like Jesus loved us. We want to be influential in the world and see people saved, and we have great opportunities every week at church. People are just rolling in looking for Jesus and looking for a place of belonging and hope, and we're stationed right here in this city. God's doing an awesome thing, so we're so blessed. And then the second slice of When Builds Sinned is building the believer and what we call discipleship, right, which is in Matthew 28. That's our commission. That's what we roll with, right? That's the DNA of going and making disciples, teaching people to obey. That's discipleship. That's influence. And so in 2 weeks, that's what we'll be talking about at The Rock, influence, that as Christians, even think about the world, everybody's we're influenced. Anything that we listen to, that we watch, there are people who make millions of dollars on social media and they have no talents whatsoever. They just talk into their camera and go like, hey guys, I just wanted to tell you about my toothpaste. And they influence us, and then we buy the toothpaste that somebody paid them to pitch. We are influenced. Things around us in our world are so influential, and it's the same exact thing in the Christian world as brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus puts people into our lives and they influence us for good or for bad, right? As Christians, hopefully more so good. So in a few weeks, we're going to talk about those, that idea of discipleship in a few different ways. Like one, obviously, like before I even envision or get myself excited and encouraged about being on mission and making disciples and coming to church and pouring my life into other people. One, is God actually like discipling me? Is God, am I being influenced? Am I in the Word? Am I praying? Am I really intentional and listening to God? So that's going to be one of the aspects of discipleship, or building the believer, like ourselves, building myself up as a follower of Jesus. And then talking a little bit about how like God, the different avenues that we have just in the local church through resources and through weekend services and through small groups and men's meetings and women's meetings and serving and all these different ways that the Christian can grow in this idea of discipleship or influence or being influential in the local church. And then we'll talk about the application of like, am I being discipled? That's a great question for us to ask. Are there people, are there men, are there women in my life that I'm somewhat regularly meeting? Maybe it's just I'm seeing them at church, or they're talking to me about my life and my marriage. Am I being influenced? Are other believers in the local church setting influencing me? And then, am I discipling others? Has God put me in a place? Do I have a passion? Am I influencing others, actually growing them, helping them, building them up as I go as a Christian doing this Great Commission life? Am I discipling? Am I influencing other people? So, which is pretty much what y'all are really good at, which is exciting. I get to preach to the choir, but this will be kind of fun. So during the sermon, I'm going to actually do a call out, which is not something we always do, but I'm going to get like a website or something, and I'm going to invite people to fill it out. I'm going to invite people in the church, like, hey, if you're serious about making disciples, like if you call the Rock Church your home and you want to pour your life and you want to be more available to pour your life into other men and women, go to this link, right? Fill out, give us your information, because we want to send people your way, and which is you guys. So hopefully that kind of fires you up. You're like, yeah, I need 14 more people to encourage and love and correct and train. Amen, right? And then also equally, we're going to also say, hey, maybe you're in the church and you're really like, that excites you. They're like, you want to be discipled. Maybe you've been coming for 10 years or 10 days and you're like, man, like I would really benefit from that discipleship, whether it's like a one-on-one mentorship thing or it's just doing life in small group. So we're going to give people an opportunity to actually like commit and say, oh, like, that's, I want to be there. I want to be making disciples, or I want somebody to be discipling me, or both, right? I'm sure we're probably going to click both boxes, but that'll be kind of fun. We'll see what fruit comes from that. So if that revs you up and gets you excited and you're like, hey, I want to be one of your, like, when you get those emails, send those people my way. I would love to throw some of these people your way because y'all are the leaders in this church. They see y'all kicking so much butt. I want to be more like that guy. I want to be more like her. So when you become available to pour into them, it's going to be wonderful. I guarantee you the Lord wants to bless that. So look, that'll be in 2 weeks. So you can pray for me. And I think that'll be fun. So that's building the believer. So let's get back into you. Should we do the same groups for times? Yeah, because we're like best friends now. Yeah. So building the believer, I got a couple discussion questions for you. We have 10 minutes, and then Mac will be up here at 7:46.
I'm thankful to be with you guys, as always. It's good to be together. It's so good to be together. You know, I just was thinking earlier today that, you know, God wins, God builds, and God sends. I mean, this is his thing. And the really amazing part is that he invites us in to be involved, and it's really the best thing for us. It's really what makes our lives full and complete. And I'm so thankful of that. I was thinking of some verses to share tonight. 5 minutes goes quick, and I'm kind of a slow guy. But when Jesus came back to the disciples after he rose from the dead, the disciples were in a room. They were hiding. They locked the door, it says, that they locked themselves into a room, and they were hiding. And Jesus actually showed up in the room. All of a sudden, there he was, and he's like, peace be with you. And then he goes on, again, this is our verse, guys, because it's John 20:21. Make that connection, click, huh? John 20:21. Again, he said, peace be with you. He's talking to his disciples who are, they're fearing for their lives. They're done. They're holed up. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And I imagine he looked them all in the eye. I am sending you. We're not going to stay holed up here. I've got a lot in mind for you, and I am sending you. And today, as Jesus' disciples, God is sending us. He's sending us. He doesn't want us to be locked up in rooms. He doesn't want us focused on the TV all day. God is sending us because it's the best thing for us to be a part of what he's doing. You know, I was, last couple days I was in a funk, every once in a while that happens, and I can beat myself up. And the Lord spoke to my heart this morning in Psalm 51. And if the setting of Psalm 51 is, remember David wrote that when the prophet Nathan called him out on his sin with Bathsheba. He called him out. You know, you sinned with Bathsheba. You murdered her husband. And then he writes this psalm. And said, restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. As I meditated on this, try to get it locked in my brain, restore to me the joy of your salvation. And that was what I'm fighting for, the joy of your salvation. And in my selfishness, I can slip into the joy of my salvation. It's my salvation, like I pulled myself out of the fire of hell. Like I did that on my own. No, restore to me the joy of your salvation. And then he goes on to say, and make me willing to obey you. Because a lot of times when I'm stuck in a rut or I'm feeling down or whatever, it's because I'm so selfish and I'm just thinking about all me, my stuff. I get caught up in my little world. And the best place for me is busting out of that, is thinking of the guy at the grocery store, of if I'm at a doctor's office, to go the extra mile with the nurse and try to get to know her and where she's from and where she grew up. Do you know the Lord? Are you a Christian? It's all around us. It's an everyday type of thing. I just want the Lord to make me willing to obey him. Are you willing to obey him? You know, we have lots of things going on. And really, in 3 weeks, when I do the send portion, it's going to be kind of an infomercial for our cares and our missions. And we're going to set up the lobby out here and have a few people that are praying about different missions, short-term mission trips. We don't have a lot of things confirmed because COVID has kind of stirred up our world the last couple of years, but there are some things that we're praying about. And any type of sending, it has to start in prayer. We need to be praying, Lord, show me something. Maybe it's my neighbor, or maybe I'm to go to Pakistan. But Lord, show me. And I think that's what we're called to do, is look to where the Lord is working in my little world and join him in what he's doing. Because sometimes it's just pretty obvious. It's that neighbor that's just broken down. You know, Andy Petrie is such a good example to me. Last Sunday, there was a guy that was all distraught out in his pickup, and Andy felt called from the Lord to go talk to him, and he just loved on him, invited him to his men's group. The guy said, you know, I don't have a family, I'm feeling pretty lonely. It's Sunday, I see all these families. And Andy just, I know it's from the Lord. The Holy Spirit just drew him over there. So that's my heart for the send. We be men and women that pay attention, because God's doing a lot in our midst. It's flabbergasting how much he's moving. And really the infomercial, I'm just going to really have to crank through describing all the different things that people are involved in. And then I'm going to invite the church to be involved in them as well. And there's not going to be a missions gala this year to help raise funds for CARES and missions. As pastors, we've committed to 1% of our budget to that. But this weekend, I'm going to have people pull out their phone, and there'll be a text to give. So I'm really going to encourage people to give to our missions and CARES, which is, as you guys know, that's locally, that's stuff that's going on here, the people that we partner with, and globally. So I'm looking forward to that. The questions I have for our send are, I guess you have to move the slide for me, are these discussion questions. So I'll turn it over to your groups again, but let me just read that our verse, John 20:21. Again, he said, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you, and you, and you, and you, and you. God is sending us into people's lives. This world is desperate for people like you, Holy Spirit led. So I'm excited for what he's going to do this year. So go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.